I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. So we call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keep, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keep, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. And all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, a lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. We call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way make, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up, starting us on another day, Lord. Father God, we come to you in repentance, Father God. If we said anything or did anything or even thought anything, Father God, that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask you to forgive us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for continuing to protect our children, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to dispatch your angels, Father God, and put a wedge of protection around the children, Father God, around the world, Father God, as we go through this pandemic, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all your blessings, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to increase our territory, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless our business, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the speaker this morning, Father God, as they bring the message, Father God. We ask you to step in as they decrease and you increase, Father God, so we can get the word, Father God, that you feed us this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for blessing each and every person on the line, Father God. Father God, for you know all situations, Father God, because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to go in the hospital this morning, Father God, and be the doctor that you are, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go in the courthouses this morning, Father God, and be the judge that you are, Father God. Father God, for we know that it's no one like you, and it's no one that can do it like you can do it, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. We can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch our leaders around the world, Father God. Touch their mind, their body, their soul, and their spirit, Father God, so they can treat your sheep right, Father God. For we know you hold all things in your hand. We thank you this morning, Father God, for all that you do. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die for our sins, Father God. Father God, we just can't thank you enough this morning. Oh, Father God, we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, take it away.
Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful, beautiful morning, and thank you, Brother Darrell, for this greeting this morning and that powerful prayer song is often a beautiful today. So and I want to thank you, Songless Caleb, hallelujah, for your awesome praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. We worship him this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be the host this morning. Let me just share a little bit about this powerful blessed call this morning. I'm excited. On October 2010, the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, started us on this outstanding journey. And the scripture this morning we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. And we have a website that you can view 24/7. Anytime you get heavy burden, get heavy on you, you can go to themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, well as our bio, our awesome speakers. The theme for this year, 2021, with God's strategic shifting, prophetic, suddenly, holy standards are being established by this supernatural revealing. Reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed minister as great as Brother Darrell, a host as yours truly, or as strong as minister, strong as Caleb, or you have a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request, a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, or our prayer general minister, Brenner Tillwell, will contact you. But on the second half, Friday, on the second half of this call, you can share it live. This is important. You can come stay on the second half, and you can be able to share it live. So to our phenomenal company with Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artists Light, great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to share wealthy, and you, if anyone comes to feed you, please don't keep it to yourself. Share. The new morning motivation call here Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro Free CS, Cricket, we have a bypass number where you won't be charged, but you call us first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and we have the power couple of health will be sharing with you what they will be doing today. Oh, let me just share it with everyone. Please stay in touch with your Artist Life business. Look at the Facebook, WhatsApp app. Keep yourself connected to our Artist Life. And also check your office 2 to 3 times a day. And that's very, very important. So let me just share with you. I was going to go on and on. But right now I begin to start. We have an awesome speaker this morning. She needs no introduction. I seem to love her. She's one of our co-founders here on the Masters Call, and she certainly is no stranger to this call. And matter of fact, she was with us yesterday, so she's just acceptable. I'm so glad to be a part of this ministry. Her name is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. She accepted her call in the ministry. Enrolled at the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990. The Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon completed her mathematics BA in industrial engineering, technology, CBIET degree from Spelman, Southern Texas. She received her Master of Christian Education in 1982, the Master of Divinity in 1994, Oral Roberts University. President Reverend Dr. Vanessa serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Carmel Baptist Church, where her pastor, Reverend Clarence Terry, the senior pastor. She's an artist entrepreneur. She's also, she's just all around. She keeps us focused on both of these calls. I tell you, she is one of the most, I'm just so excited to be in with her with all she does. She keeps us focused on God. She don't keep, we can't get stirred, but she will bring us back here quickly. But without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to others, none other than my friend, I love, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox. We love and appreciate you for hosting the call today. Oh, my God, I am just so humbled and honored that God has touched the heart of such a young anointed vessel in our dear psalmist, Kaylin Lee. Most of you all don't realize we met her when she was in high school, and she has just now started attending college, the daughter of our Pray the Heavens Down, Minister Keisha Lee, and she is so faithful every Wednesday to come and lead us into the presence of the Lord. And it just humbles me when young people step up such as her to just be so on fire for the Lord. So thank you, our dear Psalmist Kaylin, for that time of worship. That makes preaching and teaching easy when we have anointed vessels such as that. And oh my, our dear brother Daryl Meekins from Memphis, Tennessee, greeting and seating us. I love to hear the baritones come on and give us the word of the Lord as you greet us and seat us. thank you so much. And again, Minister Cox from the Bronx, New York, just to have such a phenomenal team that is a part of this call is so humbling, and we do want to thank you for your time and service. I am so glad that I can announce most of you all, some of you all received the text. Our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, is back on American soil and arrived back safely from her trip to Dubai. So we welcome her, and we thank God for her great time and her safe travels. And so we thank her for being a visionary along with myself in this journey. That again, October 25th will be 11 years that God has blessed this call. And for each and every one of you on the line who've been with us your first day, welcome, or on the very first day, we thank you for coming along on this journey. We do not take it for granted and are so grateful that the Lord saw fit to tap on your shoulder and you to answer a yes and be a part of this call. Well, I think most of you all know what's going on right now that is so important. We are in the midst of the Jewish calendar that celebrated starting on the 6th, Rosh Hashanah, and now we are in the midst of Yom Kippur, or what many call the Day of Atonement. And we are just always wanting to make sure that we stay aware of the Jewish calendar as believers of Christ. Why? Because Jesus was Jewish. And I read earlier this week about Rosh Hashanah, but for some of you who may not have been, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur today, starting in this evening into tomorrow, is the Day of Atonement after the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. And on this day, which will be tomorrow specifically, Jews ask God for forgiveness for their sins to secure their fate. And during this time, Jews attend worship services where the Matzar, a prayer book used during holy days, is read and specific prayers are recited. And so when you say, well, what's the purpose of atonement? Well, as used in the scriptures in our Bible in Leviticus 23, to atone is to suffer the penalty for sins, thereby removing the effects of sin from the repentant sinner and allowing him or her to be reconciled to God. And we in America, most of us, that's our time of Resurrection Sunday, of when Jesus went to the cross. But we do need to understand that this, for the Jewish people, is the holiest day of the year. And again, Yom Kippur, Y-O-M-K-I-P-P-U-R, means the Day of Atonement, always 10 days after the new year. And so it's good to know and to understand the power and the importance of this celebration. And so we just praise God as believers and followers of Jesus Christ that we are atoned by the blood of Jesus for our sins. Amen. Well, I think I'm going to finish my series today that I started on Monday of healing. I am healed. And we've been talking about holistic healing. Holistic, W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Whole man, spirit, soul, and body. And I've been stressing how many of us in the world have been battling needing an emotional healing through this pandemic. It has stretched us. It has squeezed us. It has shown to us some of the depths of our walk, our trust, our belief in God in areas that we thought we could never be shaken. And that's a good thing because we get to know more about ourselves so we can grow more in the areas that we need to. And we've been going over seven principles of healing using that word healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G. And two of our main text scriptures were the 34th division of Psalms, so familiar with everyone. But we honed in on that 18th verse. And in the NIV, in Psalms 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We talked about physical healing. I mentioned to many of you that very familiar passage in Matthew 9, the 20th through 22nd verse, where we talked about the woman who was healed with her issue of blood. And then she asked, "If I could only touch his cloak, I would be healed," and how her real name was Venice, and she owned a marble factory outside of Capernaum, and how literally she was a very wealthy woman, businesswoman, even in that time, and had spent all that she owed because of her 12 years of having this blood condition. And we know how Jesus said that virtue had gone out of him. And at the end of that 22nd verse, "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. And during this turbulent time when many of us have just felt an overwhelmness, and some fighting even the spirit of depression, making sure we understand that that has just been a spirit that has been released. And we as believers must stand up and use the authority and the tools that God has given us. What's the biggest tool, Dr. V? The Word. Work the Word, and the Word will work for you. We all know that scripture, 1 John 4, that fourth verse in 1 John 4 that says what? "Greater is he that is in you," meaning the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, your helper, and all of heaven backing you up, than he that is in the world. So see that the Spirit of the living God stands up big inside of you when fear wants to arrest you, when depression wants to knock you down, when you're feeling just sad. Oh, let the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost rise up big inside of you and remind the devil, and first remind yourself, "I am an overcomer," Revelation 12:11, "by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony." And a very quick overview, we talked about the H in healing with our seven principles, the first being honest conversation with yourself. If you want to be healed, you must be real. If you want to be healed, you must be real. First being honest. Man, never seen a time when truth is having to fight so hard to be seen, to be heard, to be acknowledged. We must, be honest. Have that hard conversation with ourselves of our shortcomings, that we thought we trusted God more. We said it all these years, but when that pandemic hit, then we slipped out into the arms of the flesh and tried to work it out ourselves and didn't lean on the Lord and trusted God with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. That Proverbs 3, 5th and 6th verse told us to acknowledge him and he would direct our path. That second principle was exit any relationship that shrinks you. Exit any. All relationships that shrink you. If people won't edify you, I said, Eve, edify means build us up. We're to edify one another, to see the best in us, to speak to the strength in us. And we don't need holy haters at this time and season who can't encourage us to do the righteous thing, to hold on to the horns of the altar, do what the Word says about it. We talked about every person has to exchange your pain for power. You have to exchange your pain for power. Never throw away your receipt, meaning those scars should produce stars or where you have a testimony. But remember, you can't have a testimony unless you've had a test. Then in that A, we talked about keep a mindset that God is able, even through life's adversity. I had to take a pause. I was in the midst of a series that we're going to get back to on adversity is God's university. Because as we are in the midst of this pandemic, again, we're not out of it. We're in the midst of it. Many are growing weary in well-doing who call on the name of Jesus. I'm talking to the saints, not the eights. And the saints are growing weary because we have to get more rooted and grounded in his word and spend more time practicing his presence so the anointing of the Holy Ghost can destroy the yokes of bondage, and then we can experience the breakthroughs in the midst of this breakdown in the economy and in the world. We have to do our part to have the mindset. That was the whole reason I was saying God was dealing with me, because we have to be warriors that won't give up till we win. We'll fight to the finish, and we have to get a mindset that understands that we may lose some battles, but listen, children of God, we're not going to lose this war. We've read the back of the book, and the promises are yea and amen. We win. We learn with the L. Learn to forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. Stop hating on folks and holding up your own blessings, blocking your own blessings. God won't move over unforgiveness. Quit letting folks lie to you, and don't lie to yourself. And God understands my heart. He knows what they did to me. Come on, Jeremiah, I told you. The heart is desperately wicked, and it'll fool us. That's why we can't be emotionally led. We must be spiritually led, as Romans 7 and 8 tells you. Why do I give you so many scripture? I want you to wrestle with the word and make sure the word wins so we can be healed holistically in this process. Learn to forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. That I was invest time in personal self-improvement, personal self-development. Put in the prayer time. Put in the praise time. Worship God in song, in scripture. We all are into these affirmations, which are a good thing, but affirm through the word. Say what the word says about you, not even what you feel some days, because we can feel toe up from the flow up. But we go say, I'm an overcomer. We're going to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then you feel your help coming on. The me I see is the me I'll be. Invest the time. Read. Come on now. We've been in this pandemic going on 19 months, and some of us have not stopped taking the time to read a book, to spend more time in meditation with our Lord and Savior. Joshua 1 told us to meditate on the word day and night. He gave us some prerequisites that we have to do. Then, as we do the things he told us to do, we could prosper and he would make our way successful. And then that sixth principle, the end, never eat alone. What do you mean, Dr. V? Eating spiritually, eating physically, eating emotionally. Always make reservations for two. We all need somebody as an accountability partner. I get nervous when I hear saints say, all I need is Jesus. Now, that may seem good, and even with Donnie McClurk in it, it may you get a little hip and a hop in it, but that's not the word. God did promise us he never leave us or forsake us, but you cannot serve God without serving people, without being with other people. We all need accountability. That's why the word tells us in Hebrews 10 to don't forsake the assembly of coming together. And it through technology, it needs to be a phone call. It needs to be a text. It needs to be even a social media shout out. We need to be accountable one to another. That's why when we have the times of fasting and praying, you hear Dr. Pakola always tell you to get an accountability partner, because you need somebody who's going to check you Come on with your deep, wonderful, anointed, powerful self. You need someone who will say, hey, 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 you didn't handle that right. Don't spiritualize that. You were just rude. We need an accountability partner to say, hey, what's wrong? You're being too hard on yourself. You did the best you could do, and in the sight of God, that's all he asks us to do. But accountability is so important. And too many times we've gotten into this culture in America that says just us four and no more. And we feel entitled and not a team player. There's no letter I in team. Together, everyone achieves more. Ah, we have to stop letting the enemy fool us. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12 talks about two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. But it goes on to remind us that we say it all the time in that last verse of 12, a three-cord strand is not easily broken, or a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. You, your accountability partner, and the Holy Ghost. That's why in marriage, man, it's nothing you can't get done, because Matthew 18 that 19, 20, and 20th verse says, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree on anything, he didn't say a few things, he said anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father. And my favorite book, James 5, 16 says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be physically healed. And last, in my last little minute I'm going to take here, the G in healing, give God permission to heal you. Give God permission to heal you. God needs a permit slip, not a pink slip. He needs a permission slip, not a pink slip. What do you mean? This ain't the WWF. This ain't the Wrestling Federation League. He's not going to knock you down to the canvas and make you say, yes, you can help me, Lord. Yes, you can help. No, it's I surrender all. You and I have to surrender. Now, yes, there's sometimes when he has to arrest us like the road to Damascus, but God says, whosoever will, let them come. Acts 24, 16, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, 1 Corinthians 15, that 58th verse, and the 119th division of Psalms 71 through 73. Give God permission to heal you. God needs the permission slip, not a pink slip. We are not the Lone Ranger. Even he had Tonto to come along. We need to ask God, invite God to be a part of this journey. I need you to heal me spiritually, emotionally, and physically, holistic, as we decree and declare, I am healed. All right, back to you, the Right Reverend Minister Cynthia Cox.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wells, for that profound word. I am healed. I just write so many notes, Lord have mercy. But I'm going back to listen to this tape. But shortly after this, I will be calling you back and close us out in the benediction, please, after a few announcements. So, hallelujah, everyone, please, you need to share that quickly. Let us pray and pray over our prayers. I am just so excited. Dear God, I want to thank you for just doing us, blessing us this morning. Thank you for this word. Thank you for Dr. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for just keeping us focused. We worship you, God. I'm an overcomer. We need to read and meditate. All the list goes on and on. Lord, we want the Lord bless her. Bless her with a prosperity and abundance of everything that she needs, Lord, Father God. Lord, we appreciate the two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wenzel, for keeping us focused on you, Lord. We thank you for everyone who joined us this morning and thought it would not rob it to be with us. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family for sharing Artist's life worldwide and keeping us all focused. We also want to make sure we keep the staff in our prayers and their family. Lord, we pray for everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, who is incarcerated. We want to pray for doctors and nurses, anyone that's helping us right now in this crisis that we are in COVID, right? Continue to heal them, bless them, and more importantly, put your arms around them, Lord. We lift up every bereaving family, Lord. We want to share with you Sister Roberta Rice family, Pastor Lebonian Lewis family, and the list goes on and on and on. Lord, we want you to comfort like never before. We give you all the praise, the glory this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, let me just share with you. You want to hear this playback, this powerful playback. Please, by all means, share this today with everyone. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. That PIN number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. The new morning motivation call right after this call, the number is we're going to have the power couple, and there will be share what's in your kit. What's in your kit? All right. The number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. So thank you, Minister Darrell, for reading us this morning with that, open us up with that, those scriptures and that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Kalen, the son of Kalen, for your praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. Oh, I can't thank Reverend Dr. Vanessa for this morning's powerful message. I was getting excited. Once again, this powerful message. And this morning, we want you to close us out in the benediction. Please, we love you.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as she mentioned, I'm asking for special prayer for our pastor, Lavonia Lewis, who is having this celebration for her father this morning there in Las Vegas. Please keep her and her family covered in prayer. She's been with this call also since over 6 or 7 years, and she had lost her stepfather earlier this year in February, and now today she is laying to rest her father, John Rucker Jr. So we want to keep Pastor Lavonia Lewis and that entire Rucker family in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just love you. We celebrate you. We speak and decree we are the healed and the whole, holistically whole. We thank you that you're touching us, stirring up with your finger of love all that's inside of us so that we can go out and be all we're ordained to be. Father, we'll take these principles and we'll use them that in the midst of this pandemic, we'll praise you. In the midst of this pandemic, we'll pray to you. In the midst of this pandemic, we'll embrace your power so that your purposes will always be established in our lives. And we're going to learn the right lessons. We're going to learn the right lessons so that you are glorified and we, your sheep, are edified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you all on Awareness Wednesday with the fabulous Flanagans in just a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.